Oké, we zijn live. We gaan beginnen. Nou, we zijn niet echt live. We zijn alleen live op Facebook. En we hebben nog weer een gast. Kom binnen, René. Kom binnen. Hola. Alle gasten zijn er. Dat is te gek. We gaan dus beginnen. We hebben als gasten hebben namelijk René Elenbaas. Komt helemaal uit Enschede. En we hebben uit Canada, dat is nog verder weg, hebben we Sky Wallace en Nick Vee. En we gaan eerst eventjes een nummertje draaien wat van een artiest die volgende week komt spelen. In een bonus sessie. Hannah Trigwell. En die komt uit Engeland. En we gaan luisteren naar het nummer Is It Wrong? Van haar debuutalbum wat onlangs uitgekomen is.
Light up my life. I hold on to this every night. Wake up my mind. Latch on to every sign. There's a reason I don't call you back, but I can't delete your number. There's a secret I've been holding back, but we ain't getting any younger. I still look you up, I still check you out, I still see the things I'm not allowed. Is it wrong if I scroll through? Is it wrong?
Ja, we gaan meteen door met onze live, eerste live gast, René. René, welkom bij de show, jongen.
Dankjewel voor de uitnodiging, gezellig.
Ja, top.
International guests.
Ja, precies. Dus je bent de local eigenlijk vandaag.
Hartstikke goed.
Wat voor liedje ga je voor ons spelen?
Nou, in verband met de regen, het eerste nummer heet Autumn Sky.
Oké. Ja.
Sky as the summer slips away, it can bring out the poet in you, and it makes me feel this way, this way. But when everything dies, that's when I feel alive and I see great things. Every storm is just a sign. Can it be that what I feel is chronically eternity and a leafless tree. I love it 'cause it's beautiful. Now civil war is booming in our places, but not here. It can bring out a cynic in you with a judgment so sincere. It's just fear. But when everything dies, it's when I feel alive and I see great things. Every storm is just a sign. The majesty and serenity of an autumn sky that fills my soul. The oneness with what's surrounding me. I love it 'cause it's beautiful. Sky as one summer slips away. It can bring out the dead poet in you and makes me dream away. Dream away. Because the city's alive, a young girl hoots at her side, a way she tries to survive with her shoes on her feet while the rain pours from that sky. That same autumn sky.
Zo, ja, zo, de kop is eraf.
Koud uit de auto.
Goed gedaan, man. We gaan nog veel meer van je horen. We gaan eventjes door naar Sky. Sky, just do your thing. You can play the first song.
Sure.
So, what song you wanna do, Sky?
Let's do Swing Batter.
Oh yeah, we played that last week.
Awesome.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Perfect. Well,
yeah, so that's
ideal.
Awesome.
Okay,
yeah.
I'll do the acoustic version.
Yeah, great.
All right. Swing, batter, swing. This is the last time only you touch me with that thing. Take another look, my eyes are occupied with the violence reciprocated. Oh, 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 oh. You got another thing coming, boy. I tell you once and I swear to God I'll show you twice. I may be small, but I am mean. You made me mean, you made me do this. You did. Oh, 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 oh. I'm kept, I'm clean, I've struggled with this scene. I'll be as good to you as you were to me. There's death in these halls, I feel it in my spine. I'm not gonna take it this time. I'm gonna ruin your life like you ruined mine. My body is a mine. Say one more time. I won't give you or them a taste of it. Mark me, I will break free. I will break it, I will break in. I will break a little more. Ooh.
choice, and I've been battered too many times. I know I may not see the other side. There's death in these halls. I feel it in my spine. I'm not gonna take it this time. Gonna ruin your life like you ruined mine.
That was awesome. So, Sky, let's do an interview.
Let's, yeah.
You're from Toronto, huh?
I am, yeah. I live in Toronto.
First, let me ask you, you're a classically trained singer, I read.
Yeah, I started in a very different realm from the kind of music I'm doing now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And how did that influence your songwriting?
I think more than anything, it influenced like my biggest takeaway from it was the technique, as far as like being able to tour for long, touring for long periods of time, like singing for, you know, long sets every single night for you know, weeks on end. That's been the biggest, hugest thing, because it's provided like the technical element, so I don't get super tired. So that's like biggest thing that I found has influenced my current career path, like
that's
more
great
than the writing or anything like that. So,
okay.
Yeah.
And, so you are touring a lot then?
Yeah. This last year or two has been a little insane, but in a good way. So
good.
I'm happy. I like touring. Nick and I were talking the other day about how I used to really not like touring, and it's totally grown on me. So now I'm in a place where I like doing it endlessly. That's good. Yeah.
Hey, and you're from like I said, you're from Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always curious about Toronto, because people go there that I know that and they've got a really good time living there and stuff, being songwriters. And I was just wanting to ask you, what's the scene like for songwriters in Toronto?
It's cool. It's I find it to be like there's very much a collaborative spirit there in the music scene, which is great. Okay. And you wouldn't assume would be there given how big of a city it is.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, like, I don't know, maybe it's because of the oversaturation or how big the market is as far as Canadian cities go. Like, musicians really rally together and support each other, and there are so many different interwoven scenes that are happening, and different kinds of music, like people pushing the envelope as far as genre and as far as, you know, what kind of music can have an audience. So
right.
That's, I think, the most interesting part.
Because there's, of course, the there's the Drake school.
Yes, right.
I know of a person, a songwriter. She went to Toronto. She went back, actually. She used to live there.
All right.
Before she lived in Amsterdam, and she I saw on Instagram that she was going to courses.
Wow.
Organized by.
By Drake.
By well, not Drake personally, but yeah. His OVO Sounds production.
That's cool.
Thing.
I don't know anything about that. Maybe I should.
It's a good. That's okay. You could try that out, maybe.
Yeah.
New collaboration.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Absolutely. All right.
Hey, but talking about songwriting, what is your writing process? Do you have a certain process? Do you do?
I like to write very quickly. Like the last year or so, I've had the opportunity to do two different residencies that were in remote parts of Canada, one of which was in Newfoundland, in Western Newfoundland, in Grossmoor National Park, and one was in the Yukon, in Dawson City, Yukon.
Oh, yeah. So those are both the nature reserves, right?
Not Dawson City. That was more of it's like a gold rush town, but the Grossmoor is a national park. And both of those places are very remote, so I got a lot of time. They were specifically like songwriting residencies. So I got a lot of time to just like be in a space where I could write as much as I wanted and like write a song and then hate it and throw it out and then try a bunch of other songs. I also write according to like the idea of characters or storytelling. So the like history often sparks a lot of inspiration for me. So being in these places that had like a very rich history, especially this record that I did write in those two places, are all inspired by stories of women from the history of these areas. So it was really rich and like gave me a lot of fodder to work off of. So that was kind of my process recently.
So yeah, you use Renee, you want to ask a question?
Yeah, I would end in such a place. I would end up with only songs about trees and nature.
Yeah, right. There's some good moose up there too.
Song about moose, yeah.
Yeah.
You could write one in a row. You could write a song about a moose. You could
absolutely
do that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So lyrics are for you very important then.
Absolutely. Yeah. Super important. Yeah.
Do you start with lyrics or you start with?
I kind of write them together, to be honest. Like I kind of. Sit down, I get like maybe some ideas for melody, like hooks and things, but then it just kind of like comes. I like the idea of more so than evoke, like having a melody or a lyric thing, just overall evocation of what I want someone to get out of it or what I want to feel when I listen to it. So that's kind of, they kind of weave in together.
All right, great. Well, I'm going to have to leave it at that because we got so many live guests and it's an interesting topic, but Nick hasn't played anything yet, so
do it.
Please play a song, Nick.
Sure.
Got Nick Fay. You use the same guitar?
Yeah, we're
just
sharing.
We're just going to share.
That's great.
Yeah.
What song you want to start with?
So I think I'm going to start with a song called Told You, and it's off our newest album. I'm your other man. When you fall, when you fall, but I've never held your hand through it all, through it all. When you're calling me back, I can't get away. Oh, he's calling me back again. When he left you on those steps, when you called, when you called, I was trying to get some rest, but I picked you up and I drove you. But you're calling me back, I can't get away. Oh, he's calling me back. When I told you that I loved you on that night, I told you that I loved you on that night. Oh, I told you that I loved you on that night. But I was feeling bold the night he left you on the ground. So I stepped up and I felt your fiery gaze and laid you down. But I was thinking I could call you up and talk a while. And I was thinking I could swing on by and spend the night. When you're calling me back, I can't get away. Oh, he's calling me back. When I told you that I loved you on that night, I told you that I loved you on that night. Oh, I told you that I loved you on that night. Oh, thanks. Whoops. Got to retune
all
there.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Straight out of the plane.
Yeah, it is actually.
Yeah. So, okay. The next tune. What do you want to do?
Yeah, I'll play another one. Try tuning again.
Yeah, sure. You can tell something about the song, maybe.
Yeah. So basically, it's funny. Sky was talking a little bit about, you know, being in those remote places, and
and just kind of trying to find the stories. Our last album was actually, it was a concept album, and it was kind of taking place in Saskatchewan's agricultural. There's lots of farms. My dad was actually a grain farmer. Mm-hmm. And so just kind of the dynamic, lots of people, not many people, I don't know if it's the same in the Netherlands, but in Canada, a lot of people leave those small towns. Probably, you know, a lot of people maybe come to Amsterdam or wherever else. But it's kind of just exploring the dynamics of people who decide to stay in those small towns and people who decide to leave. So, yeah, it's a concept album about that. And so this song's called Whisper. And yeah, it, like the concept of it, it's just kind of like the whole album is kind of following a relationship in this small town. One person leaves, one person stays. And this is kind of the point where like they kind of know that the relationship's kind of over. So, yeah, I'll play.
All right.
I think my guitar is gonna work with me. All right, this song's called Whisper. When you dream, do you paint a perfect picture? In the rain, dancing on your lover's truck. Summer days spent drinking in your backyard. It started with a whisper. Started with a whisper. It started with a whisper. Now I'm on the other side. It started with a whisper, and I swear I lost my mind. Just gotta let it linger. I swear that we'll be fine. We'll be fine. Well, I heard she said you saw me calling. Felt your pain when she said I was coming around. And I just gotta be strong. I can feel your fear. It started with a whisper. Started with a whisper. It started with a whisper. Now I'm on the other side. It started with a whisper, and I swear I lost my mind. Just gotta let it linger. I swear that we'll be fine, fine. 'Cause you've been counting all those cloudy days. I've been planning all the surefire ways. 'Cause you're the apple of my eye. And I just wanna tell you that I miss you. You've been counting all those cloudy days. I've been planning all the surefire ways. 'Cause you're the apple of my eye. And I just wanna tell you tonight. It started with a whisper. Now I'm on the other side. It started with a whisper. And gonna swear I lost my mind. Just gotta let it linger, and I swear that we'll be fine. It started with a whisper, and it's coming on so strong. Thanks.
Yeah, that's awesome chorus, man. Thanks. That. Yep. All right, Rene, what ga je voor ons spelen?
Oh, we're gonna do the show in English.
What song you want to play for us, Rene?
Yeah.
It's universal.
Yeah.
That's true. That's true. The next song is called "A Certain Spring." It's again about seasons. I don't know what it is.
Yeah. You had autumn. Now you have spring.
Autumn sky. Now it's a certain spring.
Good.
Basically, the song explains itself.
All right. Go ahead.
If all good things must have an ending, then all bad things must have a start, and happiness turns like the seasons. A constant change you learn by heart, and summer will fall to winter's cold. Just know that spring is certain. Now to a child, time seems endless. The old folks say it rushes by. Clouds back, full of worries, but dark clouds turn to bright blue skies, and summer will fall to winter's cold. Just know that spring is certain. Just remember when you're alone, the wind of change can fade a stone. If all good things must have an ending,
yeah, great.
Woo. Not talking something completely different.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, let's move on immediately to the next song. What do you want to play first next?
We just decided we're going to do the interview in English, but I just decided I'm going to play a Dutch song.
Great.
Yeah. Dutch lyrics.
I'm sure they'll love it.
Oh, yeah.
The Canadians.
They don't understand the lyrics, so.
Doesn't matter. We'll get the vibe.
Yeah, exactly.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Great. You know the song probably, Ro.
What's the title of the tune?
I only got one Dutch song. Well, that's up to
play. No.
It's called Marjolein.
Oh, I love that song. Yeah.
See if I can play it tonight.
Ze was niet het toonbeeld van schoonheid. Bij de ouderen stond zij achteraan. Eigenlijk te lelijk voor woorden, dus niemand sprak haar aan, zag haar staan.
Eén ding had zij onthouden, die middag op het plein. Ze had een jaar lopen jouwen. Ik zei, hey, gaat het goed, Marjolein? Het heeft zo moeten lopen, het is zo moeten zijn. Niemand kon ooit geloven, mijn mooie Marjolein. En niemand zei toen je weg was, die is naar de grote stad. Mijn leven ging gewoon verder, jouw naam die ik bijna vergat. De jaren die toen verstreken, die hebben jou zo goed gedaan. Op het plein toen dat lelijke eentje, zie je nu eens hier naast me staan. Het heeft zo moeten lopen, het heeft zo moeten zijn. Ik kan me nog steeds niet geloven, Mario. Zijn. Het werd stil door haar schoonheid. Iedereen ging opzij. Ze liep rechtstreeks naar mij en zei, hey, gaat het goed? Ik ben Marjolein. Oh, het heeft zo moeten lopen. Ja, het heeft zo moeten zijn. Ik kan u nog steeds niet geloven, Marjolein. Zo moeten zijn. Niemand kon ooit geloven, mijn mooie Marjolein. Jouw oogverblindende schoonheid, alle mannen kijken je na. Dat jij nu voor mij hebt gekozen, Marjolein, tegen jou zeg ik ja.
That's your Dutch tune. Nick, you want to do one more song? Sure. You got one more up your sleeve. And
all right. Go ahead. This song's called Wild Bones. I'm letting you go. I just can't believe it when you call me. I'm letting you down. I just can't believe it when you call me. I'm getting wild back in my bones. I'm getting wild back in my bones again forever. And I'll just keep rolling, but I'll grow old. I'm cutting you out. I just can't believe it when you call me. I'm pushing you down. I just can't believe it when you call me up. I'm getting wild back in my bones. I'm getting wild back in my bones again forever. And I'll just keep rolling, but I'll grow old. Well, I'm lonely, but I'll stay hungry. Ooh, oh, oh, oh.
breaking my bones again forever. And I'll just keep rolling, but I'll grow old. Well, I'm lonely, but I'll stay hungry.
Yeah, that's
put some percussion and some harmony vocals up there, yeah. And you get yourself a single.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is that he's actually he's now touring alone, but he's got a band, the Deputies.
Yeah, that's what they're called.
The writing, do they write with you or?
Most times, like, I'll write the song, and then like. A lot of times, sometimes once I take it to them, it'll change a bit depending on like the arrangement, or like maybe it's okay, that bridge is a little weak, like things like that.
Yeah.
But this last album, we worked with a producer and he kind of cut up our songs and was like, you know, you got to fix this. This is a weak bridge. We need to make this more interesting. So it's a little weird when you kind of work with someone for the first time that you don't really know. So
wow, he's quite intrusive in your music.
It wasn't actually like, because there are some that like will be like, no, this is what you need to do. He was just kind of like being honest, like, this needs a little bit of work.
No, it's good. I'm not criticizing him. It's quite interesting to find out that he did that.
Yeah, it was interesting. It's a weird experience, and you have to trust that person that, you know, they know what they're doing. And for some of the new songs, it was interesting because, like, yeah, I'd never done that before. So
yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
First thing you say is lose the intro.
yeah.
But exactly. Rose is an accomplished producer himself, so he's been in that role quite a lot. So
do you find you do that, like, with?
Well,
when you work
sometimes depends on the artist. Mm-hmm. Yeah, some artists I do that.
Mm-hmm. Probably depending on the stage that they're at too. You know,
maybe, and what they're asking of me also.
If they're developing, maybe it's just kind of like, I'm just going to let you, like, you know, like, work it out yourself. Maybe if they're beginners and maybe they need a bit more help, or maybe if they're at that, like, if they're a bit further on, it's like they can take a little bit of criticism and get them to thinking about their music critically and getting to that point where, like, you're right, I never thought about that. Like, maybe I need to, like,
That's a good one. Hey, you said you're doing a lot of these showcases.
Yeah.
What are they like? Are they? You said it was a scramble for attention, maybe, or
some of them can be like some, like, I know.
Do you get paid for those?
No, but a lot of times in Canada, there's like organizations that offer funding to help musicians go and develop a market for. Like,
I'm so off to Canada now.
yeah, it's quite competitive, but these showcases are a really great way of like going, meeting with industry, and like playing. But very much, it's kind of stressful sometimes, depending on the showcase. Some of them, like, there's some that are, like, really relaxed and small. But some of them, like, if they're in Toronto, like Canadian Music Week or South by Southwest in whatever, or The Great Escape in Brighton. Like, you know, some of those bigger ones, it's, like, they're so big and they're so overwhelming and there's so much going on that it kind of, like, for me, I found when going out to that showcase, it just kind of like fried my brain, and I was like, I was not used. Now I'm used to it. I know how to mentally prepare myself. I know I need to get a lot of sleep. If I don't party, that's okay. I'm there for business, you know, whatever.
True.
I'm there to play. I'm there to like to do my best. But when you're not used to it, it's just like you go and it's like, what is going on? Like, this is so chaotic. Like,
you probably feel, I would feel very overwhelmed by all the competition. I would say, oh no. I mean, they're
I'm
also
even
so
sort
very
of
good.
Overwhelmed with the quality here. It's like, oh damn, I should write some other songs now.
Well, but some of the vibes, it's like, you know, as songwriters, it's like, oh, like, this is cool. Like, I want
it
like,
is.
How do you write that? Or like, that's true. Cool.
Yeah.
But some of them are, I find not all of the showcases are like that. Some of them are just like really intense. Some of them are more chill and smaller, like I said, and it's very much kind of like, whoa, that was like awesome, like cool, like let's hang out, like, you know. And others are like, oh, we're here with our like label, and we're here for like we have meetings all day and like whatever. That's why people go to the showcases, is because you do meet people.
Yeah.
Just the first few times you go there, it's like it's crazy. It's overwhelming. But then,
so what is a good showcase for people around Amsterdam to go to, you would say?
Well, your show.
I mean, but it could be in Europe. Doesn't have to be in Canada.
Like last year, I played at Focus Wales, and that's in Wales in the UK. And that's
Focus
Wales. It's in Wrexham, the UK. It's very small, and I like that. It's in a small town, so it's like there's nothing. It's like the delegates who are there and the people from like blogs and labels and whatever, they're just there to hang out and like watch music, because there's it's a tiny town. There's not like crazy amount. There's the Great Escape in Brighton. That's a little more busy. I haven't been to Reeperbahn, but I got accepted to play there later in Hamburg or whatever on my way after our tour dates or whatever. I really like in Canada, Breakout West. Sky is going to go to Breakout West after. That's the Western Canadian. And then in Eastern Canada, Nova Scotia Music Week in the Eastern East Coast Music Awards. Yeah, it's just because like Canada is such a small market. There's 30 million people and you have to drive like 10 hours for each show. So that's why a lot of Canadians, like, it's like there's those institutions that develop and develop those connections, and their showcases are great for meeting people. But then there's just so much more people and there's so many, it's so much closer to actually get to go and play and share your art and whatever else. So,
and you can make up the gas money way easier.
Yeah. It sucks. We drove 15 hours through the night between gigs. We didn't sleep.
Yeah.
This last tour with our band that I was on, it was just like, we had to play. It was just like, it was brutal. It was like, it was so intense.
Well, okay. Well, I mean, thanks a lot for sharing that info.
Yeah.
And we'll talk some more after the show.
Yeah.
I would like to hear some more Sky Wallace tunes. You got two more up your sleeve.
Sure, yeah.
The people on the Facebook live stream, they want to hear it too, I think.
Yeah.
And what song you want to start with?
Let's see. Maybe I'll do Ain't It Hell. A song called Ain't It Hell.
Good.
All right. Trick me into your bed. Surely after we were wed, I'm certain what it do the pies and in it hell. When I saw where you stood, my heart split like a piece of wood.
Rita Witter does this, so
yeah.
All right,
great arm.
Right arm.
All right. So, what's the next tune? Because we're moving straight on.
All right, I'm gonna do a song called Blood Moon.
Oh, there was a Blood Moon a couple of.
Yeah,
we just had one. Yeah, right. It was great. Yeah.
I was somewhere crazy. I think it was in BC or something, and it was like outrageous.
Yeah,
it looked outrageous.
It's lovely.
Yeah.
All right, I'm gonna experience it again.
All right.
The Blood Moon with this
right
song.
Right now, yeah.
Yeah.
This is a song about a witch. Okay.
crusaders. I am scared to get close, but I am not afraid of death. I'm coming close to sorting out what I am sworn to hide. I'm getting near to figuring out an itch I want to sit to my mind. There's a golden rule and God, good God, it's a beacon in the deep dark night. You're a bad thing, oh, you're a bad thing. I get back, get back, yeah. Don't you make me use it. Get back, get back, yeah. It'll buy you to the ground. Oh, you smell like danger and I'll rearrange yourself. Oh, I might be strange, but I don't talk to strangers, I know. I'm all tattoos and bloody knees. I'll not be so naive. Yeah, I'll cast a spell now and it'll buy you to the corner. Baby, I was born to hex. I'm a little bit hungry, a little bit pained for what is coming next. I'm sitting on my witch's window. You're down below, but you don't know that you're in a bit of a mess. I'm the one from whom your mother told you to run and hide. I care, they believe to you all night. I'm not dark on the inside. It's a dangerous thing to find me here and not leave me alone. I'm more than bold. I'll get back, get back in. Tattoos and bloody knees. I'll not be so naive. Yeah, I'll cast a spell now and it'll buy you to the ground.
Yeah. All right. That's awesome. Yeah, you have a real rock voice.
Thank you.
So that's definitely. That's the classically trained voice then.
Yeah, way back.
Right, that's great. I mean, awesome.
It's actually interesting, like taking some vocal coaching nowadays with more of an orientation towards rock and pop. Hmm. It's very different.
Yeah.
Just like the breathing technique is so imperatively separate, like from what I had initially learned. So it's good to brush up and learn different things.
Good for you. You're working on your art. So
sure, yeah, absolutely.
Your craft.
Yeah, you gotta,
great,
you gotta.
Great. So I got some questions for Renee. Renee, you're from Enschede.
All the way from Enschede.
Which is in the near the German border.
Oh, cool.
In the Netherlands. And you have the same organization as I have started. You're the one
kicking it all off.
Yeah.
A few years back, a guy from Enschede moved to Amsterdam and saw you putting up the Amsterdam Songwriters Guild.
Yeah.
And after a few years studying, he went back to Enschede and he started the same thing, only called the Twents Songwriters Guild, Gilde.
Yeah, yeah.
So Arthur Adam did that and then he did it actually very well.
Yeah.
And then I noticed it and really I good. Came involved and then he sort of, well, was too overwhelmed for him and now I'm, well, proud to say I'm a small part of the team, samen met Jasper Slaghuis onder andere.
Oh yeah, yeah.
He's doing a lot of work there, so. Yes, we organize gigs for singer-songwriters. The veterans like me help out the young kids and we got a lot of paid shows and some showcases, open mics. And,
how is the music scene like in the Netherlands? Is it like there's a lot of youth playing and lots of good
stuff?
Yeah,
there's even a sort of pop rock school in Enschede. So there's a lot of young talent coming there for songwriting and producing and guitar, piano, whatever. Yeah. There was a conservatory there, but it's now too swollen. But yeah, a lot of bars. It's a student town, so a lot of bars and venues and festivals and parties, student parties. So that's how we started out together.
Oh, yeah.
Long time. Student cover band.
Oh, sick.
Cool.
Just playing for drunken students. So yeah. I'm not overwhelmed with drunken crowds or that's basically my habitat.
Right. Okay.
You're overwhelmed when people start really listening to the music.
Yeah,
like,
that's what I'm getting scared. Shoot, they're listening.
Something's
go do something wild, please. Don't pay attention to me.
Yeah.
I was really scared first time I started playing for the Songwriters Guild, and Arthur coached me a lot of that because I'm so used playing to the crowd, to the energy, and know exactly which covers to play. That's where I'll make my money.
Right.
But if you play your own songs, they don't know that song.
Yeah.
So they don't react, and then I start to get a panic attack because they don't react, so they don't like it.
Yeah, right.
That's usually my job. When they don't like it, I have to switch it up, and I got so many songs, I know exactly what to play. But if you play your own songs, so what you start doing then is playing faster and louder and screw up the lyrics.
Yeah.
So
maybe it's not so much they don't like. Maybe it's just that because covers.
No,
are
it's
like...
in my head. It's in my head. Yeah. I'm not used to people listening to songs they don't know. I'm just playing covers.
You're used
and
to
that
like
works.
Pumping up a crowd.
That's my job.
Covers is like kind of like staying on the path, but art is kind of like
it's a completely different ball game. Yeah. And it took me like 3-4 years to get my head around it, what the problem was.
Yeah.
So for me, it's a big step playing here. It's like okay.
Yeah, and I'm glad you're here.
It's awesome.
It was awesome. It's good songs.
Yeah.
So again, thanks Ro for setting up the Amsterdam Songwriters Guild and now spreading. Yeah. There are like 7 or 8 songwriter guilds now.
I think
in Holland.
So.
Wow, that's amazing.
I'm the one who started it all.
Wow.
He did.
You.
So props for Ro.
Yay. Yeah.
Awesome.
Thanks, Renee. Hey, back to you about your songwriting. How do you have any songwriting tricks you want to share with us?
Whoa. Songwriting tricks.
Or maybe not a trick,
it's,
but
it,
how
I
you
think,
do it?
It could go both ways, or lyrics or music. Sometimes you play something on the guitar and it's like, whoa, that's kind of a mood, and then you get a lyrics with that.
Mm.
Or you start with a hook or something like that, and then the music will dictate the verses, for example, or the bridge, whatever. So it can go both ways. I also wrote a lot of commercial songs, like people ask you to write for a commercial or for other artists as well.
Yeah, you did.
Usually that's. We even wrote for our bands a Christmas song,
cool.
Which turned out very nice with Ro as a producer.
Yeah,
with the sleigh bells in there and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's fun.
Awesome.
I don't know what we're gonna write. It's got sleigh bells and it's got the tubular bells.
Yeah,
that's all. That's one thing that's sure. Well, usually that's more easy because you're more confined.
Yeah.
It's about this or that, and it should be mid-tempo or that, what fits the artist.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I found it's a great way of getting your skills better. Mm-hmm. If you write a lot, I wrote more than 100 songs, so
nice.
You pretty much know very early on what to leave out or what will work. And that's maybe the advantage of living off playing cover music for so long, for 30 years now.
Mm-hmm.
You know why a hit song works in a crowd. It's that line or it's that hook or they're waiting for that drop. So if you play a lot of covers, you pick up the best things out there and you can put it in your own songs.
Yeah, I always think it's good to play other people's music to
Definitely.
Learn from.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And start to dissect it. Yeah.
But I started out writing my own music and then I got screwed up with Ro together in the student town, and there were lots of gigs for a cover band.
Yeah.
So we started with the bands that were around there we thought sucked. We were both in our original bands. I was playing original band. He was playing original. You were doing very well.
Mm-hmm.
And he was also my neighbor.
Cool.
And
then
we decided with the guitar, well, we can do much better than that. We got the gear. We know each other. Let's and that got spiraled out of control and turned out into a music career for 25 years.
Wow.
Yeah, that's true.
So it's by accident, actually.
Yeah, right.
Now through the Songwriter Guild, I got, wow, there's a place for playing your original music.
Sure.
So then I started rewriting the second song I played just because I was playing. There were gigs again for singer-songwriters.
Do you think that has grown now?
It has had a huge surge the last, let's say, 5 years.
Yeah.
And you can see it in the charts with a guy like Ed Sheeran.
Yeah,
which like 10 years ago or 50 years ago was completely had no chance at all. He didn't have the looks and just playing guitar, and everyone's playing synthesizer or DJing. Mm-hmm. But it shows. And I think the whole music scene is very diverse right now, and there's a lot of place for good singer-songwriters.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Yeah.
It's a different market, and we notice a lot when we play when the youth is very used to DJs and big drops and bands with playing with tapes behind it and stuff like that. And we just play in a band, just one guitar, one snare drum, and a bass player, and we're all three singing. And it's like the youth are like, what the hell?
You can do that?
You can do that? Yeah. It's sort of rediscovering. we call it handmade music.
Right. Handmade music. You're right. Okay. No, yeah. It's true.
So yeah, there's a big market for it. So grab a guitar, start rehearsing, and come to the open mics here at the Amsterdam Songwriters Guild.
In Amsterdam, we got lots of open mics.
Or in Enschede at the Amsterdam Songwriters Guild.
Hey guys, I want to thank you for the show. It was awesome.
Welcome. Thank you.
It will be broadcasted on Wednesday at 8 o'clock, but of course it's already been on Facebook, so everybody's already heard it.
Anyway. I see it already.
Ik ga dit even in het Nederlands doen. Ik wil René Elebaas, Nick Fay en Sky Wallace bedanken voor de show.
Thank you guys for having us on. Yeah. This is awesome.
Yeah. Volgende week zijn we er weer met gasten uit... we hebben Daithi Rua uit Ierland en Vincent McDonald heb ik... En daarnaast heb ik ook een bonus sessie met de Spotify sensatie Hannah Trickwell uit Engeland. Ik kom binnen als een wauw, papap, ey grap. Ik doe een shit, stap, post, stap. Ik kom binnen als een wauw, papap, ey grap. Ik doe een shit, stap, post, stap. Ik kom binnen als een wauw, papap, ey grap. Ik doe een shit, stap, post, stap. Ik kom binnen als een wauw, ik kom binnen als een wauw. Ik kom binnen als een wauw, papap, ey grap. Ik doe een shit, stap, post, stap. Ik kom binnen als een wauw, papap, ey grap. Ik doe een shit, stap, post, stap. Ik kom binnen als een wauw, papap, ey grap. Ik doe een shit, stap, post, stap. Ik kom binnen als een wauw, papap, ey grap. Stap voor stap. Ik kom binnen als een wauw, papap, ey grap. Ik doe de shit stap voor stap, ey luister. Ik hoef geen nakkie of een babie, ik ben challa in de bitch van drank en schwennen. We gaan hier, we gaan daar, we gaan bam bam. Want je weet, als we knallen is het tam tam. U mag zitten, want ik kan staan. Deze motherfucker, wat doe mannen willen komen plakken, maar hell no. Geen tijd voor die onzin, bitch. Domme walkie is twee sits. Ik mag zitten aan ass en tits. Zwas, zand, nuf en een geile French kiss. Alles gaat lekker, gaat, alles is fris. Hebben geen fuck, kom op bitch. Je weet hoe we doen, bim bam boom. Je weet dus en paap in elke seizoen, Mr. Fine. Ik kom binnen als een hoop, pap, 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 pap. Ik kom binnen als een hoop, pap, pap, ey grap. Ik doe die shit, stap voor stap. Ik kom binnen als een hoop, pap, pap, ey grap. Ik doe die shit, stap voor stap. Ik kom binnen als een hoop, pap, pap, ey grap. Ik doe die shit, stap voor stap. Ik kom binnen als een hoop, pap, pap, ey grap. Ik doe die shit, stap voor stap. XXL in the motherfucking bitch. Pop that shit like it's motherfucking dick. Ik ben fucking space, ga niet schleppen op de base. Wil niet zitten, kan niet zitten, ik ben wappie van de drinks. K-A-B, S-J-A-A-K. Ga niet stressen, sms'en, breng die flessen voor de car. Atsa flats. Atsa flats. Ik kom binnen zo.